This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam and welcome to the 9th episode inshallah in Sira of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as we left with Al-Walid ibn Mughira and what he claimed the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to be. And of course, when we talk about these things, أخي and أختي, when Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was called a kahin, a shahir, a sahir, a kadhib, like a liar, a fortune teller, a crazy man, or a magician, just in case, أخي, you think that you're better than Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allahu Akbar. Of course it's not. We've been called worse. I know, akhi. But think about it. And as you will see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you that glad tiding and the reward for holding on, be patient. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defended him. But think about Al-Walid al-Mughira, what happened to him? And when he thought about it, it is narrated, another narration, he says, Amhiluni, let me think. He says, Fakkara wa qaddar. Then he started to ponder and reflect. And then he started to pace and go back and forth. Because he almost was a Muslim, subhanAllah, and he's again, the tribalism and his pride and so on get in the way. And now he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his honor, revealed a few verses. One of them is, ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا. Leave me with the one that I have created alone. Yes, because he will be resurrected alone. He will have to be held accountable alone. He will be buried alone and so on. He says, وَأَمْدَدْتُ لَهُ مَا لَمْ ذُو وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا وَثُمَّ ظَنَّ أَنْ لَا يَعِدْ Allahu Akbar. Think about it. I've given him all this stuff. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَأُرْهِقُهُ صَعُودًا I will let him go through difficulties in climbing. Climbing what? Some of the narration interpretation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a mountain specifically for him from hellfire. And it's so hot that he will actually think, Allah will make him think that if you climb this mountain, you will be saved. So he will climb the mountain. His fingers, everything down to the bone will be burnt. As soon as it goes up to the mountain, on the top of the summit of it, it will set asunder, come right down again. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create that mountain again. And he will start thinking the climbing again. سَأُرْهِقُهُ سَعُودًا I will make him go through a difficult time climbing. Subhanallah. And akhi and ukhti, think, الجزاء من جنس العمل. Your reward is what you do. So don't blame anyone else. And don't point finger to anybody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ And He forgives a lot more. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds accountable of what we do, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَوْ يَأَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we hold us accountable of what we do, none of us will be walking on the face of the earth. دَابَّةٍ مَا يَدُبُّ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ Anything that walks on the face of the earth. But Allah forgives a lot more. And akhi and ukhti, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us chances after chances after chances to repent and come back. And we will talk about the mercy of Allah, it will take the whole episode. But inshallah, maybe some other series. But now, this the same man, believe it or not, when he heard the Qur'an, he was touched. It touched his heart. And when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting in one narration, Fussilat, his Hameem, this is the Hawameem among the surah, the chapters. Among the Hameem is Fussilat. When Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was talking and reciting this, it touched him. Till he came to فَأَنْظَرْتُكُمْ Now I've given you a great warning about what happened to Ad and Thamud. Is أَسْتَحْلِفُكَ بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّحِمِ I ask you for the sake of Allah and the kinship between us. Stop. He couldn't take it. Because he knew it was true. And it came down to the prostration, the sajda. And he says, هذا ما عندي, this is all I can afford. Now you understand that even a disbeliever was touched by the words of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. We have to be honest with ourselves, akhi and ukhti. How does the Qur'an touch your heart? Or will the Qur'an complain to Allah on Judgment Day? قال الرسول, these people, my tribe, اتخذوا القرآن مهجورا. Those people of the Qur'an, they left it, they abandoned the Qur'an. Is that what we do, akhi and ukhti, with the Qur'an? Do we leave it on the shelf till next Ramadan, and it comes out? you brush up the dust and say, okay, it's Naim Tao, it's for the Qur'an. Or put it in the back of the car for what? For barakah, of course. Is that what the Quran is for? Yes, lots of barakah, akhi, but that's not what it's for. This is huda. This is, again, we talked about the beautiful guiding light. This is it for us. And we, of course, we put it under the pillow of our children. For what? No nightmares. Yes, that's, apparently that's one of the reasons for the Quran is revelation. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Some of the people bury it under the step of the house, so this house will be protected. This house is doomed, akhi. The Quran يَعْلُ وَلَا يُعْلَ عَلَيْهِ How could we insult the words of Allah like this? Nothing is supposed to be on top of the Quran. Nothing. Nothing is supposed to be on top of the Quran, akhi. So we have to take this. So from here on in, inshallah, we have to have a homework. Every day we have to listen to the Quran. Or read one page, one verse, one word, something. We hear it, inshallah, in the cars. We do whatever it takes. We understand the tafsir. Not just the Quran in itself. We need to know what it is. And some of the scholars says we should have a book for us. Every day we should open this book. Awamir Nawahi. Commands, what is the prohibited? And every time you read something, you write it with your own hands. Every time that Allah commands you to do something, and something that is forbidden, you write it with your own hands. And then you review yourself. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon you. One day when you're resurrected. He says, حَاسَبُوا أَنفُسُمْ قَبْلَ أَنْ حَاسِبُهُمْ They held themselves accountable before I held them accountable. They will go to Jannah, inshaAllah. Without any accountability or punishment. How is that, akhi and ukhti, for a reward? It should be good enough, inshaAllah. So let us go back to the Qur'an and find out who it is. This man was touched by the Qur'an, and then I'll take a look at some of the brothers and the young, among the youth, when I visit them in universities. SubhanAllah, one time I was driving, pulling up the car, and the windows were down, and I hear, mashallah, a good brother, hearing the Qur'an. Beautiful, beautiful. Then another brother in humanity coming on the other side of the car. Boom, Allahu musta'an. Allah help us, inshallah. So now even my ears couldn't take it, and this guy has got the windows up, and Allah, I don't know how they do it. Allahu musta'an. So now when a brother sees now and he's crying, I go, MashaAllah, the Quran touched your heart, akhi. He goes, no. I heard this song and I love this sister Fatima, but I couldn't marry her. And every time I hear this song, I think of sister Fatima. And then they start crying. Allahu musta'an, ya akhi. Quran doesn't touch your heart, but the songs about sister Fatima touches your heart. Come on, akhi, my brothers and sisters, let's go back to who we really are. أَفَلَا تَدَبُّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ Will they not ponder and reflect and contemplate on the Quran what it has? This among the read them, تَقْشَعِرُ مِنْهُ الْجُلُودِ You should have the goosebumps when you actually live and taste the beauty of the Quran and live as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it upon you only. There was one story about Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi and among all the scholars, rahmatullahi alayhi scholars ajma'in inshaAllah. He said a man came to him, he says, I was reading the Quran and I finished it in 3 days. He said, okay, I want you to go back and read the Quran as if I'm listening to you. He came back to him and says, I finished it in 3 months. He says, I want you to go back and as if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is listening and watching you. He came back, he said, I almost did it in 3 years. I could be wrong on the dates, but it's a lot longer, considerably longer. And then he says, I want you to go back and read it as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching and listening to you. He says, I couldn't get over the first verse. Do you understand, akhi? Do you understand? Do you understand now where Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu radiallahu anhu says that we used to, 10 at a time, 10 verses. Took him 10 years in some narration to memorize the Quran. He says, what? He says, تَعَلَّمْنَا الْعِلْمَ وَالْعَمَلَ مَعًا Yes, we learned the Quran and the actions and deeds of the Quran together. So it becomes a plea for you, not against you. I memorize it, but I don't know what it means, and then I go against what it is. I'm carrier of the Qur'an, it is enough of an honor, akhi, I memorize the Qur'an. May Allah bless you, and inshallah we'll get you the reward. But now add some more. Add some more to the bank, because in the bank of what Allah, we say enough, alhamdulillah. But in the bank in this dunya, it's never enough, right? Hal min mazid, more. Let's do the same thing in the hereafter, inshallah. So let us come back to the Qur'an and make it a homework for us. Something daily, inshallah, chore in order for us to have this, inshallah, the reward in the hereafter. Iqra' wartaqi, recite and elevate in that your highest level is where the last verse, inshallah, grant us the firdaus al-a'la, bi-idhnillah, with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amen, inshallah. And then the other one, والله سبحانه وتعالى says إنه فكر وقدر فقتل كيف قدر ثم قتل كيف قدر ثم نظر ثم عبس وبصر. Look at how many stages he's gone through. He thought, he pondered, he turned around, he reflected, he frowned. He's all of this decisions, what to do, what to make, dunya, deen, here, after. Decisions you have to make every day in your life, akhi and ukhti. We're only but a fraction of a second of decision. You say it's halal or haram, that's the miqyas. That is the measuring stick for us. It is not aib, shame, what people say, what will Allah say? The miqyas, the measuring stick for us, it's halal or haram. What, this will please Allah or displease Allah? And that should be it. Unfortunately, he made the wrong decision. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So I'm sure inshallah, according to the smart people out there that's listening and watching, will make the right decision inshallah. We're not saying that you're angels and you're not going to make a mistake. It's a naive statement. It's hopelessly naive statement. However, we know that the hadith says, كُلِّ مَنْ أَلْيَمْ خَطَّى. All the children of Adam are making mistakes. But وَخَيْرُ خَطَّئِينَ التَّوَابُونَ. The best of those who make mistakes and sin, those who come back. Never despair of Allah's mercy. Come back all the time. Keep repenting, inshallah. As you will see how Prophet Muhammad Sallam handles that, inshallah. And then, the people now are coming. And they, of course, they thought of how to keep the people away from them. And guess who used to walk behind Prophet Muhammad Sallam? You guessed it. His own uncle, Abu Lahab. Imagine. He used to walk behind people, says, don't listen to him, he's a liar. Don't listen to him, I know him well, I know he's from my family. Don't listen to him, he's this, he's that. Allahu Akbar. Even Walid ibn Mughira says, what are you doing? One of his recommendations says, leave him, follow him. He says, follow him, let him go with the da'wah. فَعِزُّهُ عِزُّكُمْ. His honor is your honor. He's from your own family. He's from your own tribe. What else do you want? Who can come up and claim from their own tribe and family is a prophet and a messenger? Who has that honor? Subhanallah. But no. He says, دعو, اتركو. If people believe him, they follow him. And if he's now up and honored, it's also your honor. And if people go and kill him, you've now taken your hands off and they got rid of him. وَلِعَذَ بِاللَّهِ. And of course that's not the case, because I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّا مَعْصُمُكَ مَنْ نَاسْ. That's it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the people. And there is another verse also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a way indirectly, that you will not be killed by your own people. Like the certain people or the faith or the people of the tribes, and when they liked some of the prophets and messengers, they kept them, they didn't like what they heard, they either got rid of him or killed him. Subhanallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, min qabl. The word min qabl, before. Meaning what? Those nations that used to kill their prophets and messengers, min qabl, before. So that means what? When you hear the tafsir and understand inshallah, that word min qabl, that puts the ease that Prophet ﷺ says, min qabl, before, not anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Okay. So this is one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, and it was to be. Even though they tried to kill him with a stone on the top, you know, falling on his head. They tried to kill him in so many ways. They tried to get the strongest man, as you will see, and kill him in his bed. They tried to poison him. They tried to do everything to kill him. As you will see, we're not going after a specific creed. La wallahi, we're going to establish justice, as again, in time that you will see. There is so much to share with you, but inshallah we'll take it one step at a time. And now, the people that came around from the different tribes, they started hearing about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His reputation was going around, and they wanted to hear it. However, the people now, they come in and they said that you're not allowed to speak to him. You're not allowed to speak. Amazing. You see exactly what's going on. History repeats itself. Okay, you will see the scholar is not allowed to come to a certain country. Allahu Akbar. You're afraid of one human being? Subhanallah. Your whole, this mighty country of yours with all the power and all the armies and all all these ammunition, all that stuff. No, don't listen to him. Why? Are you afraid of something? Are you trying to hide something or afraid of the truth? Why are you afraid of the truth? People are smart, they're intellectual, they can make up their own mind now. Or is it exactly what happens? As you see, history repeats itself, akhi and ukhti. And I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. Allahumma musta'an. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to be called وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِي نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرِ إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ. Again, Allah is repeating. It is mentioned in the Quran. Oh, the one that claims that the revelation is bestowed upon you. You are indeed a crazy man. حَاشَاهُ وَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Of course, this is Surah Al-Hijr. And after this, it says that السِّحْر. They said وَعَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. And they used to say that they wonder in astonishment, how could this man receive it? And he said سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. He is a magician. Is a lying magician, subhanAllah. And Prophet ﷺ is taking that in. And again, the way they look at him, not just the utterance and hems and lems with the winks and the facial instruction and the words. By the way, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, in one of the times when he used to go around, he used to hear all this stuff and he used to swallow it. But one day, he came up to them. He says, جُؤْتُكُمْ بِالذَّبْحِ. That's it, he couldn't take it anymore. He listened to everything and he came up to them. He says, جُؤْتُكُمْ بِالذَّبْحِ. That's it, I come to you, kill or be killed. Because what is this, if you're a man, okay, fight like a man. Don't be like a, just words. And words are cheap, I know that. Actions speak louder than words. But Prophet ﷺ, even a human being came up to them and he said that. So they were afraid. They were afraid, believe it or not. The group of people were afraid of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. He says, Ya la alayka ya Muhammad, kun khayra akhir. Take it easy. We don't mean any harm. We're just having fun. Allahu Akbar. Having fun. Abillahi wa rasulihi wa kutubi kuntum tastahzi'oon. They used to make fun of Allah and His Messenger and so on. To do what? To make fun of that? لا والله لا تعتذروا اليوم. No, you cannot apologize today. It is too late. This is فقد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. You have state of disbelief after your state of belief. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeatedly given Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam condolences after condolences, reminding him of the prophets and messengers before him. What happened to them? Give them the strength to carry on. Give them the reasons to the reward for it. It says, when he used to sit around the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, as we knew that the weak and the poor and the slaves followed him in the beginning. Very few among the honorable society. So they used to say, هؤلاء جلساء, this is the one that he's sitting together with. Look who he's sitting with, and he's leaving the honorable society. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هؤلاء, you could have said, مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. This is the one that he's chosen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Then it says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ بِالشَّاكِرِينَ. Isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that knows most, to the one that grateful. Grateful what? الشكر بالنعمة والجحد الكفر بالجحد عن النعمة. If you become thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing a good or a blessing or a provision that He's given you, this is shukr. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And if you're grateful and you're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will increase assistance. So me among the shakir, akhi, among those, not brother shakir down the street, I mean shakir meaning grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be thankful to Allah. And وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You will not even be able to comprehend one comprehensive, just one ni'mah, a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be thankful to Allah for what He's given you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this beautiful, beautiful story. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَتَحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ وَإِذَا انقَلَبُوا إِلَى أَهْلِهِمْ انقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. It's a beautiful story, أخي. If you go back to the end of Surah Al-Mutaffifin and you find out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them what? Criminals. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَتْحَكُونَ. Indeed, those criminals, who? Those who, yes, you see the attributes. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا. Those criminals used to make what? Fun of the believers. مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَتْحَكُونَ. They used to smile and make mockery and fun of them. Hey man, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. As they walk by them, they wink. Hey man, you won't believe. Check this out. Hey man. Look at there's a black tent walking by. Hey, there's that's the guy wanted. Yeah, is that the guy right here we saw on TV, man? Is that the guy where they call him start with a T word? Allah help you, wallahi. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انقَلَبُوا إِلَى أَهْلِهِمْ انقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. When they go home, they do what? You won't believe what I saw today, mom. I saw a guy that looked like this and I saw a sister look like that. Isn't it hot out there? Can they believe? Like, why do they have to cover themselves? Don't you want to show off their beauty? قُلْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ أَشَدُّ حَرَّا. Say the hellfire is the hotter. Wallahi, this was told by a young girl in a country where I'm not going to mention where it is. But one of the people so called modern and those people that are of the high type of society, thinking that they are now, mashallah, have reached their plateau in their life. They're taking off everything and go against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mumtaz. They listen to a man that says, you know what, you are a puppet now. I'm going to put some clothes on you. I want you this year to wear red. Everybody red. I want you above the knee. Everybody above the knee. You know, slide it from the left. Slide it from the right. Slide it from the front. Slide it from the back. Yes, master. Yes, master. A man out there thousands of miles away wants to go to hellfire. You say yes, master, too, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to honor you, ukhti, and covering you. And you say, no, Allahu Akbar. Man radda al-amr ala al-amr faqad kafar, ya ukhti. At least say, I believe in it, but I'm just not there yet. Make dua for me, but at least don't deny it. And don't enjoin evil and forbid good, ukhti. And this young, older woman told this young girl, isn't it hot out there? You're wearing a hijab? She says the same verse, قُلْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ أَشَدُّ حَرَّ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ وَاللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرْ كَفَرَ بِالنِّعْمَةِ هُوَ كُفْرُ دُونَ كُفْرُ. We're not taking anybody out of the millah, inshallah, out of Islam. But we said there are rules and regulations. At least say that. Don't say there's no such thing called hijab. It is very clear. I'm not going to go into the specifics of the hijab. Again, it's there. But ukhti, this is a glad tiding for you. A glad tiding for you, wallahi. Especially out here in the West, when you're covering your, you're wearing the hijab, or you're covering your face, or whatever it is that the choice of your opinion, that the scholars, may Allah please all of them, inshallah, have mercy upon them all, you go with, can you imagine the difficulties you're going to go through here? The peer pressure and people pointing at you, and everybody's not. What happened? You are now holding on, as if, some of the scholars says, as if you're the only one fighting when the armies fled. You're the only one, a walking pulpit, ukhti. You should be proud of who you are. Wallahi, I make dua for every time I see a sister, inshallah, that is wearing hijab or niqab. I mean, Allahu Akbar, the strength, the power it takes. And if you don't know that, brothers, wallahi, you go ahead and wear it. I'm not asking you to do that, inshallah, Allah musta'an. You say, this guy is asking us to wear it. No. You understand what I mean, wallahi. But at least have that feeling of the strength. May Allah bless you, sisters. And the reward is there. You know why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. He says that when they go back to their family, they will tell them, here's what I saw and all that stuff. What happened? وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ. They were not sent to be guardians or protectors over you. They're not the one to say the measuring stick of right and wrong. It's Allah, our Creator, who says right and wrong. It is what we say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا too. Not to the human beings. They will not come and help you on Judgment Day. So if you please Allah and the displeasure of people, Allah will be pleased with you, and make sure people will be pleased with you too. But if you displease Allah, to please people, Allah will be displeased with you, and make sure people will be displeased with you too, أختي and أخي, inshallah. So make sure you please Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala, not the people. Because the end of the verse stays where? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns the table. He says, فَالْيَوْمِ. By the way, the fa'a التعقيب, meaning right away. فَالْيَوْمِ. Even though this day, even though it doesn't make sense right away. Yes, because time does not pertain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's right away, because what is dunya, akhi? Most people think the dunya is 50,000 million or whatever years. الدُّنْيَا لَكَ عُمْرُكَ فِيهَا. What is life to you? Is your lifespan. That's life, according to you. That's what it is. So when we die, this is al-sughra, not al-kubra, al-qiyam al-sughra. We will be held accountable in the grave. So that's what's a minor judgment day, not the major judgment day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالْيَوْمِ. On that day, the 50,000 years, that judgment day. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. Those who believe, make fun of whom? Those who disbelieve, those who made mockery of you, ukhti, make mockery of you, akhi. So hold on, look for that day. Those who laugh last, laugh longest, inshaAllah. Now we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in what way? He says, عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. You will be in heaven, inshaAllah, this beautiful arika, this beautiful bed. It says the stuffing of that pillow is made of silk. So what's the outside like, akhi? It is some narration that says when you go enter the Jannah, you see this beautiful bed, you will stay there for a long time. You think that this is the na'im. This is it. Jannah is just made of this beautiful bed. Allahu Akbar. And I know that some of us have this bed that makes noise, and we only have a few pounds here. A few. Allah help us, inshallah. But hang in there, akhi. Hang in there. Reward is waiting for you, my brother and sister. Hang in there. So it says, عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْدُورُ هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Was it worth it? It's not worth it, akhi. So what I tell you what's worth it, holding on to the Quran and Sunnah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. Wa akhir da'wahum alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'een. Jazakumullah khayran wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Muhammad.